now, we have to bring back to our focus and our forefront in our lives the power that we have and the authority that we have as believers. And that power is in the name of Jesus, because there is no other name. Hallelujah. He's above every other name, every situation, the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a special name, right? It's a stainless name. It's a saving name. Amen. And you don't have to turn to it, but Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 11 says, therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and in earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get back to the basics, which is what we were saved in, the name of Jesus. Amen. So that verse really covers it all. So the name of Jesus can be translated several ways, right? Yahweh is salvation. That's what Jesus means. It means Jehovah is salvation. And right there, his name points back to the Father. When you look up the name of Jesus and you interpret it, it's Jehovah is salvation. And that's pointing back to God our Father, right? Jehovah God. Jehovah Savior, Jesus means. Jehovah has become my salvation. Or simply, God saves. His very name declares his divinity. Amen? Jesus is God. Can you say that after me? Jesus is God. That's why his name is above every name. Why? Because he is God in the flesh. Amen? So over and over in Scripture, we read, in my name, in Jesus' name, or in his name, right? So salvation is only in that name. Why is that important this morning? Well, why is that important all the time? Because so many religions, and we don't have a religion, we have a relationship with God, right? But so many religions says other names, that you can do this in this name, or you can do this in that name. But there's only one name that salvation is found in, that name. In Acts 4:12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. So it's only by the name of Jesus that we are saved. That's good news this morning, right? Okay. The name of salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences, brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. Redemption, deliverance, reclamation, salvation by way of repentance. Amen. And you know what? And this is still today. What you've read, what we read in the Bible, what happened to the in the past, is still relevant today. This power in the name of Jesus today, right? And the demons was cast out by what? By the name of Jesus. In Acts 16:16 to 18, I'm going to read that. It says, and it came to pass, this is Paul speaking, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Verse 17, Acts 16, verse 17. The same followed Paul and us crying, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which shows us unto the way of salvation. And she did this many days. So this was this woman following Paul in the ministry around. And that sounds good in the natural, right? These are the men of salvation. Hear what they're saying. I mean, in the natural, what's the problem? You know, she's proclaiming they're great works, right? These is Paul and these are the men. And this she did for many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to that spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same day. You see, the name of Jesus and the Spirit of God gives us discernment. Amen. He could not attach herself with her because she was into divination. She was practicing witchcraft. You know, so you have to have discernment in the spirit who's praising your name or the works of God, because everyone is not right. We wasn't right before Christ, and we still have some deliverance to do, right? Thank God for the name of Jesus in our own lives, right? But Paul recognized that spirit that followed him for many days. He commanded it to come out, not in the name of Paul. That spirit would have stayed. Not in the name of Peter or in the name of the Council of Jerusalem. But he commanded in the name of Jesus. And so right now, I command in the name of Jesus, any spirits that's been following us for days, for generations, generational curses, we can break in the name of Jesus. You can look at your own life, because she said that that spirit was following them for days and they was doing the work of the Lord. And sometimes this things that happened in our generations that we feel that we can't get out of because it's been following us everything that we do, whether we're doing things for the Lord or whether we're working, but there's some kind of oppressing spirit that we can't shake loose. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we break that spirit that may have tried to attach us, because can't get inside of us, because the Spirit of God lives inside of us, and greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. But in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, we break curses right now. We can do what the Spirit is saying. I don't have to look at the notes, because the Spirit of God is saying right now, in the name of Jesus, he's breaking things off of our lives. We can give God a praise for that. Hallelujah. Because we came in one way, hallelujah, but we're going out another way. And because of the power that we have in the name of Jesus, we have that authority, you know. It's our right as believers. In Mark 16:17-18, it says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Amen. For those that believe, not for those who have the title and I went to school. That's good. You know, if God is calling you to go to seminary school, do it. Do what God is calling you to do. But he says, for those that what? Believe. That's the criteria of walking in the authority as a believer. If you are a believer, these signs shall follow you. Amen. If you are a believer, these signs shall follow us. Amen. What else happened in that name? Healing is in that name. I thank God right now. We thank God right now for healing in the name of Jesus. Acts 3:3. I'm going to read this. Acts chapter 3. "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple, the hour of prayer, before the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them." We all know the scripture. "But then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, helping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, leaping and praising God." Hallelujah. There's a song in there, Sister Vicky. He entered into the temple leaping and praising God. We may have come in one way, but in the name of Jesus, we're going to enter into the temple from now on leaping and praising God. And so, in other words, you go downtown in Manhattan or different places in Jersey, and you see people, you know, asking for money. You know, everybody has a situation. I never judge anybody that I see that's better than me. But one of my favorite scriptures is when he says, "You whoremongers, you liars, you murderers." And then he's talking to the church and he says, "And such was some of you. But thank God that now we're sanctified, we're washed, we're renewed in the blood and in the name of Jesus." Amen. So that name, he said, "Look upon us." And when he was saying "look upon us," it really wasn't Peter that he knew that he was looking upon. But the Spirit of God was so indwelled inside of them. And they were so, like, I feel the presence of God right now. I'm trying not to go fast, but I feel the presence of God right now. The same Spirit that had that man to get up out of his broken place and to be able to leap with joy, it's the same Spirit that lives inside of us. So when he said, look upon us, he was really looking upon Peter, but the Spirit of God that was inside of them. Amen? Because without the Spirit, we can do nothing. But it was in the name of Jesus that he says, rise up and walk. And that's what God is calling us to do. There's many situations in our life that we may feel crippled about, that we have no way out, or you know what, I don't know what to do. But sometimes God allows those situations to come into our lives. I'm not saying he's the author, but he's the author and finisher of our faith. But horrible situations, just because we live upon the earth, amen, at times comes into our lives, amen. And we may feel like crippled in that situation, that there's no way out. And God allows that sometimes, because sometimes when we can figure out a way out, we give ourselves, well, I did that, you know. But there are some situations in our lives, no matter how we plan, no matter how smart we are, no matter how many friends we have or relatives or resources, that if God doesn't move, you will not be delivered. Anybody in a situation like that right now in my family's life? I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil, like the old mother used to say. Right now, there's situations in my family that if God doesn't move, hallelujah, nothing's going to happen. It's only going to get worse. But I believe in the power of the blood and in the name of Jesus, that right now, whatever situation that's in your life that you may be thinking about in the back of your head, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit is moving in that situation. And in the name of Jesus, those things that were crippled in our lives or horrible situation, God is going to say, it's time now. You can rise up, hallelujah, with more strength than you ever had. And in the name of Jesus, you can walk. But not only can you can walk with joy, hallelujah. There's one thing to just walk through a situation crying and weeping. That's my testimony. God is going to switch it even now. I'll walk through a situation upset, crying and weeping. After all what the Lord has done for me, there are situations I'm like, God, are you going to do it? I mean, how long have you served me? Don't you know that I love you? I'm the only one like that? No. I know I'm not the only one. But, you know, there's situations that you can walk through because the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. Amen. Thank God for his joy. So not only was he healed out of that situation of being crippled, but he got strength. And sometimes all we need is strength. Sometimes all we need is strength. Not only did he get strength, but he got joy. And not only did he get joy, he got a leaping kind of joy. You ever had a leaping kind of joy that sometimes you just walk in and you go, oh, Jesus. that's not you. Well, I talk to myself. But there's some situation that you're in your spirit, even if you didn't jump in the natural, your spirit leaps for joy like, oh, I knew that's God. Ooh. Because nobody could do that but God, you know. The job that I have no qualifications for, that everybody else filled out an application for, and God opened that door, you go, ooh, that was God. So he's going to give you a leap in your spirit. And that's all in the name of Jesus. Amen? Yeah, I'm excited. The lead is question it. You know what? When God does something in your life, some people will question it. Everybody's not always happy for you. That's the truth, right? Everyone is not always happy for you, but it's okay. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But everybody's not rejoicing about what God did for you, right? And so the lead is question it. Acts 4, verse 7 says, and when he had set them in the midst, this is the Sanhedrins, they asked, by what power or by what name, they asked Peter this, have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, for we this day be examined of the good done to the impotent man, by what means is he made whole. Be it known unto you all and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Thank you, Jesus. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is in his name that we are made whole. Thank God for being made whole. And when you really look up the word whole, it means being made perfected. Body, soul, and spirit. That's what it means to be made whole. It's one thing to get deliverance, a healing of sickness in your body, and God does that, right? The lame walked. But what about mental wholeness? What about depression? What about the mind? What about your spirit that's been traumatized, perhaps, or something that has happened to you? When God makes you whole, he doesn't just heal the outside. He heals the inside. I thank God for that. He heals you body, soul, and spirit. So I thank God, you know. There are some people that are walking in physical illness, and God will make them whole. But there are some people that are walking in mental illness, and they're more sick than the person that's walking in physical illness. Amen? Because when the mind goes, you understand, everything else goes. So I thank God that when he makes us whole body, soul, and spirit. And I'm just going to read this scripture. Acts 4:30 says, while you stretch out your hand, speaking of Jesus, to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. James 5:14 says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing them with oil in the name of Jesus. Thank God for his name. Amen. We are baptized in that name. We are justified in his name. We pray in his name. You know what? The name of Jesus is a prayer itself. Just the name of Jesus is a prayer. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. When we know not what to pray, we can pray in the Spirit of the Lord, and he prays the perfect prayer. But you ever driving in your car, and you're almost about to have an accident, and you say, Jesus, and just like that, you see the hand of God move. I have that experience. I remember the Lord said to me when I first got saved some years ago, do not put a Christian sticker in back of your car, because you are not ready. You are not ready, okay, because your attitude is not Christian. It took me about 7 years, so I was like, can I put the tag up now? He said, that's a true testimony, okay? He said, now you may be ready, okay? Put it in the windowsill. But in the name of Jesus, I've seen car accidents stop. I've seen people that was about to just die in the name of Jesus, I've seen them revive in my own personal life. I've worked in the school for 27 years. I just retired as a school psychologist. I've spoken the name of Jesus over kids. And it may have been in private, but I've spoken the name of Jesus. I'll go by and say, how are you doing? The name of Jesus, okay? I've laid hands on thousands of children and their family in the name of Jesus, and I've seen things happen in their lives for the better because of the name and the power and the authority and who stands behind the name of Jesus. So, you know, you can say, well, there's many people with the name of Jesus, not this name. I'm talking about Jehovah, the God who saves. So there's power behind that name because of who he is, God in the flesh. Amen? So even the name of Jesus is a prayer. I know there's many nights when I don't know what to say, and I finish praying in tongues, and I'm just laying in the bed, Jesus, Jesus. There's an old song they sing in the church. It says, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Serve him, just Jesus, Jesus. How many bars do you have? 10. What do they say? Jesus, 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 Jesus. You are dismissed. Hallelujah. Because you know what? If you say that in the power of the Holy Spirit, it will meet every single one of our needs. Amen. And I can't stand to hear someone, and I will say something, to use that name in a curse. You understand? Because I will say it even in my own family. I was like, don't say that name like that. I worship that name. I praise that name. I was saved by the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm covered. It's everything to me. The enemy will always try to flip things. So, but in the spiritual realm, it is a prayer all by itself. Everyone say Jesus. Say it like you love him, because I know you do. Jesus. Right there, God is doing something. Right there, God is doing something. Call upon his name. Hallelujah. This deliverance in his name. This healing in his name. And it's all in the name of Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah, I will call all men unto myself. And that is in the name of Jesus. I came all the way over here just to lift up, hallelujah, the name of Jesus, the name that's above every other name, amen? To every other name could be attached a list of good and evil done by that person, right? Okay, here was Tanya. This was her before she was saved. These are the evil works in the natural because God doesn't see it anymore. But this is Tanya now. Now she's doing some good works in the Lord. But not with the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus can only be attached to praise, hallelujah, honor and worship, because he's altogether wonderful. He's altogether good, and there's all good within him. Amen. I thank God that those who love him have received him into their hearts. God sees us to Jesus. The name of Jesus is our weapon. Amen. The name of Jesus is a weapon. Amen. Against those things that the enemy would try to put in our lives. It's only in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb that we are delivered. Amen. Thank God for his name. Now, the Bible tells us that when his name is heard, it is to be reverenced and praised and worshiped. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in it and are safe. Thank God for that. Psalm 68:4, sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exalt before him. Amen. Psalm says his name alone is excellent. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So let's just say Jesus. Oh, say it loud, like if you was at a concert. Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for that precious name, God. Father, we thank you for the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's forgiveness in the name of Jesus. There's wholeness in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that name. And we thank you for the person of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. And we leave here knowing that we don't have to leave here the same, God. And in the name of Jesus, God, we're leaving with victory. In the name of Jesus, we're leaving with confidence. In the name of Jesus, we're leaving with healing. In the name of Jesus, we're leaving with restoration. And so, Father, I give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's it. But that ain't it. Because his name is eternal. His name is powerful. Everything we need is in that name. And even as I prayed, even as I read the scripture on healing in the name of Jesus, I'm just going to call up people, if this is you, who needs healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Victory, which we already have these things, amen, in the name of Jesus. But the Bible says if two or more are gathered together in my name, that I am in the midst of us. And I feel the presence of God. I get excited when I talk about Jesus. I start sweating and I start raising my voice. It's just my excitement that I have for the name of Jesus and for what he's done for us, amen. And if that's you, and if you want prayer, and you want me to lay hands on you in the name of Jesus, and it's not my hands, it's the power of the Holy Spirit, you can come to the altar right now. Amen. Hallelujah.
For everyone who would like to have Minister Tanya pray for her, please come up. And everybody else, will you please get in your small groups? Let's encourage each other. Let's pray for each other. Let's do the work of the Lord on each other. If you have something that you have a prophetic word for someone, please get in that small group. We thank you. Thank you.